let's get our Bibles tonight. We'll be looking in the book of Matthew, chapter number 14. Matthew, chapter number 14 is where we'll take off from tonight. Amen. It is a blessing to be here again. And we appreciate all the folks that's come up, said hello to us. Amen. It's been a blessing to meet you again, see you again. Amen. I appreciate the ladies singing. I remember her singing a song over at somewhere. Amen. I remember that. She just kept saying the same thing over and over and over. I never got it.
Amen.
I can't remember what the song was, but amen, it was a blessing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
She just kept singing it, kept singing it while he was singing, and it sure was a blessing to me. Amen. Yeah. Matthew chapter 14 in your Bible. Let's stand together, and we're going to start our reading at verse number 22. Matthew chapter number 14, verse number 22 in your Bible, and we'll start our reading there. How many of you knew that 21 come before 22?
Amen.
Amen. So verses 15 down through verse 21, we have the story of how that the Lord Jesus fed 5,000 men.
Amen.
That's not including the women and the children that were there, but he fed 5,000 men with one little boy's lunch.
Right.
Amen. And that was amazing. And then right immediately after this, we get into this story. In verse 22, the Bible says, and straightway, amen, straightway means immediately. Immediately after the Lord Jesus,
amen.
5,000
right.
men.
Right. Right.
Amen, straightway, immediately after, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away.
Right.
And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea.
Amen.
And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway, amen, immediately, Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid."
Amen.
And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me."
Yes.
And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Let's pray, and you can be seated. Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for letting us be here. God, we have enjoyed the good singing. And God, now it's time, Lord, for the message. I pray, God, Lord, that you would fill me, God, with your Spirit. I pray, God, as I present my body, a living sacrifice, God, I pray, Lord, that you would take it, take over my body, and use me, God, like you would Paul or Peter if they were preaching tonight. Lord, may you give me unction and power, and God, may the word go out, and God, may it accomplish everything, God, that you want it to accomplish tonight. And Lord, for it, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Now I'll talk to you for just a minute before we take off.
Bless you.
Amen. A lot of times when the preacher comes, he can preach and he can tell you stories about how people have failed, how they've gone astray, how they quit on God. Amen. And I tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to encourage someone, warn somebody.
Right. Come on.
Amen. Before they go away.
Bless your heart.
Amen. Now you'll never hear about them going away if they listen. And if they'll take heed to the message tonight, you'll never hear about it. And you'll think, Brother Troy, you'll think, well, the preacher missed it on that one. Because he really, nobody seemingly got any help.
Come on.
Well, if they don't go away,
then the
Word of God, yes, and the man of God, amen, and the warnings from God, yes, amen, done the job.
Right.
And we
right.
may not find out about it until we get there.
Right.
And he reveals that Eric was going to quit on God, but
come
this
on,
message, amen, was what he took, or Troy, amen, or maybe his wife, or maybe the preacher, or the deacon, amen, was just about ready, amen, to judge him. But God, amen, brought the warning, and it helped him right before he
grew.
Now listen to me. Amen. You remember over there in Psalm 73, where Asaph, amen, he's the song leader.
Right.
Asaph said that he was well nigh asleep. He had right. just about quit yeah. on God. He yeah. was ready to give right. it up and go away. Amen. But then God allowed him to get into the house of God. And he said, I was almost gone. How foolish I was. I got to thinking about everything else, the prosperity of the world.
Right.
Amen. And I almost quit on
right.
God.
Almost.
Now, I'll tell you what I'm seeing going around this country. I'm seeing going from church to church that I perhaps maybe have preached at for years and years and years. Amen. I'm seeing people that are not there that were there a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago. They're gone.
Well,
I'll tell you, amen, what they're doing. A lot of times, amen, they're jumping ship. Now I'm going to preach for a few minutes. Amen. I'll stay in the ship.
Amen.
I've been in a lot of camp meetings. And I preached a lot of places. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you the truth. And I've been in some camp meetings where a preacher's got up and he's talked about how great how the faith was of Peter, how that Peter could walk on the water, and they'll even make statements like he still holds the record for walking on the water in the Guinness World Book of Records. Peter still walked on it more than anybody else, and all that. And I don't fall out with anybody that wants to preach it in that direction. For I realize Brother Stephen Blue taught me some things, and he said when it comes to the scriptures, there can be a primary interpretation.
Right.
Amen. There can also be a personal right. application.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Or a practical application.
Come on,
or a prophetical application.
Amen.
In the same scriptures. Now, what does all those big words mean? Amen. It means, amen, that a man of God can take a scripture
right.
and he can give you the primary interpretation.
Come on.
In other words, he can just go right down the story.
Right.
Amen. But then God may use him, amen, to put together a picture for
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
And it can become personal
amen.
Just for you. Amen. And Eric, it may not even be for Eric. But it may be life-changing, Brother Darrell.
Amen.
It may not even really help Wendy, but it might be life-changing
right.
for Brother Tracy.
Amen. Yes, sir.
So it can become a personal thing in the Word of God. So then tonight, I believe, God wants to help somebody tonight. In the beginning of this revival effort, amen, God wants to warn somebody, amen, before they jump out of the ship.
Amen.
Now, it's true. Peter walked on water. He did.
Come on.
Amen, I believe it. Amen, the Bible says it. I believe it.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm not as excited about Peter walking on the water as some are.
Come on.
Amen. Some, well, that's the focus.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this account in the scriptures is also, amen, given to us in Mark chapter number 6 about Jesus coming to him on the water.
Right.
But don't say anything about Peter.
No. Right. Amen.
You look over in John. Amen. John, the one that laid his head on Jesus' bed. Amen. And he pins it down. Tells the story about Jesus walking on the water and coming to him in the storm.
Right.
But he don't say nothing about Peter.
Amen.
I'll take some focus of this story right here.
Tell
it's not about Peter walking on the water.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If it was was that great, Brother Tiny, that he walked on water. Amen. Jesus, no doubt, would have had them reference it in Mark and in John. Amen. And God, amen, would have had all the focus on how awesome that Peter was. But I'm going to be honest with you. If Peter could take it back, I believe Peter, amen, wishes he had stayed in the boat where God told him to be, and not gone out. So y'all may take off, amen.
Come on.
We got plans from headquarters, amen. We're fixing to taxi down the runway. Now we got to back up just a little bit, and I'll tell you why. Because when I read over in the book of Mark, amen, and if you want to turn over there, you can, amen, Mark chapter 6, and I want you to notice something. Here we have the story again from verse 45 on down through the scriptures. And again, it doesn't mention anything about Peter walking on the water, but it does tell us that Jesus did. But notice something interesting. At the end of that account, in verse 52, God says this: for they considered not the miracle of the loaves.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the storm and Jesus walking on the water and all that? Amen. What that tells me is that God was not done, amen, with the story about the loaves and feeding the 5,000.
Amen.
Now they got their mind off of it. It even says that their hearts were hardened.
Right.
And so their minds was not on what God was trying to tell them in the feeding of the 5,000.
Right.
Now understand, this book is a spiritual book.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All you're doing is reading it. I know a woman, I believe she probably died lost. She told me she had read the Bible 6 times. That's probably more than most preachers have read.
Come on.
Amen. Right. Amen. Didn't help her a bit. You say it didn't help her not? Amen. Now, all she was doing was reading stories and words.
Come on.
And this book is alive.
Hey.
It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
But it is a spiritual book. When God says that it's alive, it's quick.
Amen.
It's alive.
Amen.
Then you've got to read it on the spiritual level.
Right.
That's why when you're lost, you can't understand hardly any of it.
Amen.
You're right.
You knock on the door, you ask them if they read your Bible, they say, hey, I'm trying to read it. I can't understand any of it. I tried to go read me another version of it, or two or three other versions. Amen, because I couldn't understand any of it. That's what you'll hear them say.
Right.
No wonder you cannot understand the Bible. Amen, because it's on the spiritual level.
Amen.
When God saves you, amen, then it comes alive. So God is wanting us to know, Brother Troy, that he's not done with the feeding of the 5,000.
Amen.
Even though they just went through a storm, even though they just saw a miracle in Jesus walking on the water, amen, and all that, God still said, but here's the thing I wanted them to see, was that feeding of the 5,000.
Right.
Amen.
And they didn't see it.
Right.
Come on.
They didn't get it. Nah.
Amen.
So we want to find out what is it that God wants to show us in that before we can get on here. Amen. Because part of this storm has to do with the feeding of the 5,000. You said, preacher, you lost me. I don't see what one has to do with the other one. Well, honey, no, we'll go for a boat ride.
Amen.
Amen. When we're talking about the feeding of the 5,000, it is a picture of the Lord Jesus giving his life and shedding his blood, dying on the cross at Calvary.
Amen.
So how is it a picture? He is the bread of life.
Amen.
He is the one that you must, eat of him. Amen. You must have him on the inside. Amen.
Yes,
and when he fed these, I want you to notice a few things. And this is not the message. I got to go on. Amen. But I want you to notice three things real quick. Amen. How when God fed those people, his death, I represented him that his death was sufficient for everybody.
Amen.
It was enough for everybody.
Amen.
Amen. And it was satisfying to everybody.
Amen.
Amen. And don't you know it was shared by everybody?
Yeah.
Amen.
So sure enough, God represented his body.
Amen.
And feeding those people. Amen. What they did was they ate till they were full. In other words, it satisfied.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'll say, Brother Puckett, I'm satisfied with Jesus.
Amen.
I'm not looking for part two or plan B.
Amen.
I am satisfied with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, amen, I give you peace. all understand it. You can't understand it. You can't explain it. You can't even tell it. Because God said, I will satisfy
you.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
That's right.
I give you rest. I had rest for 31 years.
Glory to God. Amen.
Rest in Jesus and what he did at Calvary.
Amen.
I am resting. Amen. And satisfied. Amen. And it was sufficient. Amen. And God, amen, shares it with whosoever will.
Amen.
Amen. Now,
hallelujah.
If that be true, and it is,
right,
then we've got the picture of Jesus, amen, at Calvary in the feeding of the 5,000. And that's what God wanted him to say.
Yes.
You'll notice he took up 12 baskets. Preachers try to understand why. Well, he took up 12 baskets full of the fragments left over, and that was one for each one of the disciples. Really? Judas gets one? What about the feeding of the 4,000? Only took up 7 baskets full.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly, amen, some of the disciples there, amen, must not have been in God's will because they didn't get a basket that time.
Amen.
There are some keys here.
Yes,
amen. There are some things that God, amen, I will give you a little hint of what he's trying to tell you. Amen. You got to pray a little bit. You got to understand a little bit. Amen. But the number 12.
Yes.
No, there were 12 disciples, and one of them was the devil. Amen. From the beginning he was. He chose him that way. He knew he was the devil. He wasn't saved and got lost. Amen. He was lost from the time he chose him. And it was prophesied that he was going to do what he did.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It wasn't a shock to Jesus when he come up and kissed him on the cheek.
Amen.
He knew he was coming.
Right.
So, we go and we see that number 12. Number 12 is the number of divine authority.
Yes.
Right. Amen. Amen. After God saves you,
hallelujah,
what he does, he begins to direct you on what he's doing.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. This is what he done now.
That's good.
Amen. Immediately. Right immediately. Amen. With divine authority. Amen. The Bible says, and he constrained.
Right.
Yes,
so
sir.
I looked up the word constrain.
Amen.
That's amen. It means to force.
Come on. Right. Amen.
To compel. Brother Sammy Allen, he used to shake his hand and go, hey! And he'd rock his head back. Boy, I tried it, man, but I got vertigo. So I quit doing it. Brother Allen swapped his head back and forth. It looked like he just had one eyeball and it was that wide. Amen. I loved him to death. He was like my dad. He was a daddy to me.
Amen.
He loved me. He talked to me. Amen. I called him. He called me. Amen. He was precious to me.
Amen.
He would shake his head back and forth. So fast, it looked like he just had one eyeball. Amen. And it was just about that long about that. Amen. And he'd come back and tell you things over and over and over. Amen. Brother Allen would say the same things. They would stick with you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to go ahead and dive in this story. I got to get going because this is an 8-hour message and I got to trim down 3 hours.
Amen. Amen.
So I see here that the Lord Jesus in straightway. Brother Allen used to say that word compel. Amen. He talked about it. He'd say, go out and compel him to come in. He'd say, that means twist their arm. Amen. Amen. He'd reach and grab me and twist it around behind my back. That's why I had to have surgery. No, I didn't. He'd lean on me. Amen. I said, oh, God, I don't know if I can hold him up. Amen. You ever seen him lean on somebody? You ever lean on? He'd grab a hold of your shoulder. He'd lean on it. Amen. And he'd be preaching. He'd just lean on it for 5 minutes, Brother Troy. Amen. And I'm standing here going, oh, if he don't let go, preaching, I'm going to ruin everything.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Allen said it means to twist their arm. You know what the Lord did? In straightway. Now I'm setting this story up. Hey, I tell you the best way to get in this message is just go ahead and crawl in the boat with us.
Amen.
You want to have a message you'll never forget?
Amen.
Crawl in the ship with me, Brother Tyler.
Amen.
Let's just all get in the ship.
Amen.
Jesus turns around. John tells us why he does.
Come on.
Immediately, right after he fed the 5,000, Jesus turns around and says, get in the ship! Get in the ship! There was an urgency.
Right.
Get in the ship! Get in the ship! And it's a force.
Right.
It's constraining. Amen. It means to compel. Amen. He told them, get in the ship.
Yes.
And the disciples, they probably said, what happened? What we do? Get in the ship.
Come on, preacher.
Right.
So what was the urgency? Well, John tells us what.
Right.
Those people were fixing to by force. Amen. They, by force, was going to take Jesus and make him king. But Jesus knew it wasn't time for him to be king.
Right.
So then he had to take control of that divine authority. He had to take control of the situation. Amen. And so he said, hey, get in the ship. And sure enough, they got in the ship. Amen. And it cast off on the side. Now, it wasn't a little boat, Brother Darrell.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody sent me a DVD in the mail. I thought, well, this is about Jesus here. And I put it on there. And here they was. 12 of them and Jesus in a little boat. Looked like it's about 3 foot wide, about 9 foot long. Jesus had to stand up on that little boat because there wasn't enough room for him to sit down. Amen. He looked like George Washington crossing the devil. Amen. Jesus on that little thing. Here's the disciples. They're sitting shoulder to shoulder. They 12 of them. Amen. The boat's about that high out of the water.
Come on.
But Joy, it was not no little teeny John boat.
No.
It was a ship.
Now,
I admit it wasn't an aircraft carrier. They wasn't landing airplanes on it. Helicopters weren't coming and landing on it. Amen. But it was bigger than a John boat.
Amen.
So Jesus, amen, tells them to get on the ship, and they did. Amen. And they left out. Jesus goes to a mountaintop, gets away from the multitude. Are you listening?
Right.
Amen. Now we're going to get in the story. Eric, you on the boat with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
We're on the ship. Ladies, y'all welcome to get on it too.
Come on.
Here we are. Straightway Jesus. Let's read those scriptures. Straightway Jesus constrained his disciples. First thing I see is this constraint. Amen. Again, it's the compelling. He tells them what to do. I see number two, the command of the Lord Jesus. Now look what he says. He tells his disciples to get into the ship.
Right.
Not on top of it, but get in. Amen. And go before him unto the other side. Jesus said, get in the ship and go to the other side. Y'all got it, didn't you?
Amen.
Get in the ship and go the other side. You say, preacher, what's the picture here in this story? Amen. Of course, when someone gets saved, they've understood the gospel. They receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. God wants you, amen, to be baptized into the church.
Yes,
that young man just told me he got baptized, amen. That's wonderful. Amen. God wants you to get saved, sir. Amen. They just told me you just got saved. Is that right?
Amen.
That's wonderful. Amen. God wants you to immediately, straightway, get in the ship. Don't go around. Say, well, I'm going to go back. Hey, get in the ship.
Well,
I'm not sure where God will. Listen to me. If it's good enough to feed you, amen, so you can get saved, it's good enough to get in.
Amen.
Get in the ship.
Amen.
And go the other side.
Amen.
So sure enough, they get in there. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't believe it had a Johnson 120. No, I don't think it happened.
Nope.
According to the Bible, they were rowing.
Right.
Amen. They get that thing rowing on out there, and they get, but listen to this, the Bible says, in the midst of the sea.
Right.
Somebody told me one time, they said, well, the Bible says that as the story goes on, amen, that Jesus was walking on the water, and then it said they got the ship, and immediately they was on the other shore. So Jesus, the reason he could walk on the water is because they were at the shore, amen, and it was only that deep. Amen. Isn't that exciting that Peter could sink into a water that wasn't that deep? That's pretty exciting. That's about like Pharaoh's army drowning in the Red Sea. And they said it wasn't but 9 inches deep. Sue your brain for non-support. The Bible says they were in the midst of the sea.
Amen.
Wow, can he immediately be on the other? He's gone.
He's gone.
Amen.
Amen. Got on the ship and immediately they was on the other side.
Amen.
I'll tell you something about Jesus. He's going to come in immediately.
That's
going to be on the other side.
Amen.
You're right.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Stay in the ship now.
Amen.
It's going to get bumpy.
Yes, sir.
A couple of years ago, I was praying, and God told me. He told me. He said, there's going to be a storm hit.
Yes.
You need to tell your people to get ready. And I did.
Yes.
You asked my wife. I stood up from the church in tears. I said, listen to me. There's a storm coming.
Come on.
It's going to be a hard storm. It's going to be a long one. It's not going to be quick. It's not going to be over. I had no idea about the coronavirus or the COVID-19 or whatever they want to call it, the China effect or whatever. Amen. But I knew that God said there was going to be a storm. And I told my church, I said, you better bunker down. You better hold on. Amen. Anything you don't need, amen, get rid of it. Amen. Hold on, because we're going to go through a storm.
Amen.
Then I had to tell them, some of you's not going to make it through this storm.
Right.
Come on.
Some of you ain't going to make it because you're going to jump ship.
Come on.
Amen.
Right.
Hold on. Here we go.
Amen.
I see the constraining. I see the command. The command is get on the ship and go to the other side. Get in it, amen, and go to the other side. Get in the church, sir, and go till
Jesus.
Amen. Now let's look at it. I see the constraining. I see the command of God. Go to the other side. Amen. And then in verse number 23 it says, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went into a mountain apart to pray. When even was come, he was there alone. Now listen to me. It's starting to get dark.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Isn't this deep stuff? Starting to get dark. When the evening was come, it started to get dark. Amen. Now, when we talk about watches in the night, amen, the scripture tells us, amen, in another account that he came in the fourth watch of the night.
Amen.
Brother Samuel would get up his ear, he'd shake his wrist like that, he'd pull his tie down, he'd make that one eye appear, amen, and he'd tell us about the fourth watch in the night. He'd go, and he'd say, amen. And he'll talk about the first watch is from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Right.
And the second watch is from 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock. And the third watch is from 12 o'clock, I come around to 3 o'clock. And then from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock is the fourth watch of the night. That means something if you want to get over and read some other places. Amen. That gets exciting, but that's another message. Amen. And he has to invite me back for another week of revival. And I'm preaching. Fourth watch of the night, Jesus shows up. But see, we ain't got to the fourth watch yet. Amen. We've just been fed. The 5,000's just been fed. Amen. And we've just now got in the ship, and we're on our way in the midst of it. Amen. We're going to the other side. And we know there's going to be storms.
Yes.
Sir, if you thought you was going to get saved and everything's going to be wonderful and there wasn't going to be no problems, I'm ready to let you in on something. Dear.
Amen.
I thought I got saved, everybody's going to love me, and everything's going to be wonderful. Amen. When I asked my call to preach, I thought everybody was going to like it. I called my mama, and I said, Mama, God just called me to preach. She didn't even like it. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. My granny, she'd been praying in the family that God would call one of them to preach, amen. And I took Linda, went up to her, I pulled up the driveway, I ran up the door, knocked on it, granny come walking out there, little old 90-pound granny, amen. She come walking out, I said, granny, guess what? God called me to preach. She said, you? She'd been praying for David and some of them others. Amen. She thought we were going to make it. I don't know what happened to him. Amen. But old Brother Leland, amen. God called him. God must have a sense of humor. Amen. He might have done all that just for granny.
What about that, granny?
She had some olive red bean green books she'd been saving up.
Amen.
And she looked at me real funny and she said, oh, well, come on in here.
Yeah.
She gave me a stack of all of her big ring books and said, there you go. She watched me as I went out to the car. It was like, no way. Randy, I'm doing my best, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So here we go. Amen. We're in the ship. Amen. Now we're in the midst of the sea. Now look at what the Bible says. The coming of the evening. Darkness is coming. Darkness comes in your life. But time it's not all been easy, has it? How long you been saved, Brother Tyler? 36 years.
Yeah.
I promise you, hey, there's been storms in Brother Tyler's life.
Yeah.
Amen. There's been some heartache in Tyler's life.
Right.
Amen. There's been some tragedies in time. No doubt about it. There's been some dark times. There's been some storms in his life. Now, Troy ain't never had a storm. No, I know better than that. Amen. Because I've been praying you through some of them storms. Amen. Right. You and your wife and situations you had. Amen. You thought, well, I'm saved. Everything's going to be great. No. Ethan comes.
Amen.
It's dark.
Amen.
It's dark.
Amen.
And
yes,
you get out there in the middle. And you hear that sound. Dun-dun. Dun 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 dun. That's a serious thing.
Amen.
Paul said I was shipwrecked, amen, a day and a night in the deep.
Right.
Amen. I never would have survived that. He said, how come? Because I'd have had a heart attack.
Amen.
When something brushed by my leg there, amen, it'd been over. I'd have just known it, amen. But God knows that Paul can handle it, amen. He can run
it. Right.
Amen.
They're out there in the deep.
Amen.
Church sometimes goes through the deep.
Amen.
Let me let you know something. This last year and a half been the deep.
Amen.
We've been out there in the deep.
That's
good. Amen. Hard on preachers. Do we have church? Do we not have church? The authority says don't have it. Amen. But God's a bigger authority and he said to have it. And what do we do? And then they're sick. And then what about sister so-and-so? And brother so-and-so?
Come on.
And if we have it, I know they'll come. And if they get it, and they're not strong enough, then I see, look at verse number 24 with me. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. I looked up the word contrary. Listen to this. The metaphor for that word means opposed as an adversary.
Amen.
You think the devil had anything to do with this?
Yeah.
Amen.
You think the devil had anything to do with that storm?
Come on.
Can the devil have anything to do with the storm?
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir.
I read the book of Job.
Yep.
Amen. He can send fire out of the sky.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Can he blow some wind?
Amen.
Pretty powerful. He's a devil.
Yes, sir.
He's an adversary.
Amen.
You know what? Amen. You're in the church and you say everything's great. I'm protected. Amen. Amen. I know. And you know what? You go into the storm and it's dark and you can see the lightning striking. Amen. We come through Atlanta today. Wreck after wreck. Why? Because just before I got into Atlanta, amen, there was a pouring down of rain. I mean, I couldn't even see. Amen. 50 feet in front of the car. I had the windshield wipers wide open. I couldn't see nothing. I couldn't see the lines in the road, and cars were going by me 70 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, we went on up, and there he was, slammed into the wall.
Right.
Sometimes you got to slow down.
Amen.
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 I was looking for my emergency flashers. Amen. I got to find where that's at on my car. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you got to put that emergency flash.
Yep.
Sometimes it's serious. Sometimes it's an emergency.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. That's almost like sending it out. Amen. To your brothers and sisters in Christ that are in other churches and saying, hey, we've got an emergency.
Amen.
Amen. I've got to go. My. Amen. I see the contrary wind. Amen. But I want you to know that there's a constant watch. The Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark chapter 6, verse 48, and he saw them toiling.
Yes. Amen.
Toiling.
Amen.
So I had to look up toiling. Who knows what toiling is? So I looked it up. I thought the toiling was like it was really rowing hard.
Come on.
Amen. But it has to do with torture. Look it up, Brother Bucket. I never seen that. Toiling. I mean, torture. They were out there. Hey, they were scared. Hey, you listen to them. They were scared.
Amen.
They think they're going down.
Yeah.
His thing's bashing the sides. I'm rolling over in the top. It's a bad storm. And they're toiling. Amen. They're rowing. Amen. They're in panic mode.
Right.
We ain't going to make it.
Come on, preacher.
Come on.
I know some churches that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
I know some churches that didn't make it. Everybody jumped ship.
God have
preacher
mercy.
Asked me, he said, brother, do you know anybody that can come and help this church? It's beautiful. He sent me a picture of it's one of the prettiest churches I've ever seen. Log cabin style. Beautiful. Big giant A-frame. Glass in the front. One person going to it.
Oh, man.
They jumped ship.
Yeah.
Amen. the command. What is it, Brother Eric? It's get in the ship and go to the other side.
Amen.
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 Get in the ship till I come and get you.
Amen.
Amen. Go to the other side.
Right.
Amen. Sure enough, I see the contrary wind. Amen. Look at verse number 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But now listen. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying,
amen.
Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.
Amen.
Oh, here's where we get these couple of verses about Peter. Amen. Peter jumps up. What great faith.
Right.
Come on.
If it is you.
Yeah.
Did I just read that Jesus said it was him?
Right.
Be of good cheer, it's me. Peter says, if it is. Don't tell me how great his faith was. The champion was Seawalker. Amen. Don't brag on him too much.
Right.
He didn't even think it's him.
Right.
He just told him it was him.
Right.
Jesus said, hey, don't be afraid up there. It's me. I'm right here. Jesus, and Peter said, if it's really you now.
That's good.
Then you bid me come to. You say, Brother Fraser, you're missing it. You just destroyed this whole scripture. Amen. Because Jesus told him to come. No. Listen to me now. Do you think that Jesus knew he wasn't going to make it? Sister, you think he knew it? Or do you think Jesus was surprised when he started singing?
He was surprised.
Jesus knew he wasn't going to make it.
That's right.
Amen.
He knew it before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
He knew it before he spoke it. Yes. Into existence, the universe. He knew it already. I'm not a Calvinist, but God is smart.
Yes.
He already knew Peter wasn't going to make it.
Right.
Well, why call him out of the ship if you know he ain't going to make it?
Come on.
To show him he ain't going to make it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm going to teach you something,
bless
Peter.
Your heart,
come on, big boy.
Yeah.
Right on down here, amen. I'll show you something.
Amen.
He didn't tell that. He didn't have to say it, amen. You want to come down here with the big boy? Amen. Slide yourself off the side of that ship. Amen. And sure enough, Peter said, if it's really you, then you tell me to come, baby. Come on.
Yeah.
And of course, Peter steps out of the ship. Now, sir, what is the ship about?
The ship is the church.
It's right. Everybody, I'm reading every commentary.
Amen.
You know that you preach it.
Right.
And you said that ship was the church.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
It's a church. It's a big church.
Right.
And so Peter decides, hey, I heard one preacher say it, Peter was closer to God than the rest of them was. Because Peter, by faith, amen, he took his steps towards Jesus. When he got bad, young man, Peter took his faith and went farther and was closer to God than the rest of them. And I say, beer, dear, dear. Because we don't know how far he was.
Yeah.
How many steps did he take, Brother Troy?
Right.
Look it up in the original. Amen. It don't tell you.
Nope.
Sister Wendy, well, y'all know how many steps of Peter took.
Come
on. Did he take five? Hey, y'all watch me. Here's the illustration. Hey, man, I'm going to walk to the pulpit. Y'all ready?
Right.
Come on.
Did I walk to the pulpit?
Yes.
Amen.
How many steps did I take?
One.
How many steps did he take?
I don't know.
Come on.
Well, Bucky don't know either. He just looked at me and stuck his bottom lip out. And the original, I mean, I don't have any idea what he's doing. Troy don't know either. Eric didn't jump up and say, well, I know. Hey, man, I'm ready to know. He don't know either, Darrell. So how many steps did he take? We don't know how many steps he took.
Amen.
I'd have been one.
Right.
Amen.
But I know this. I'd have been five. But every step he took, and got farther away from the church, he started sinking.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I don't know if he took one step away from the church and started sinking, or if he took three. But by the time he took just a few steps, he is already going down.
Yes,
do you realize, Brother Tony? He realized that the wind, was worse.
Yes,
amen, outside the ship. Yes, than he was inside.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I'll tell you, young people, faithful. Listen to this preacher now. You may think it's bad being in church. You get out of it.
Right.
This world swallow you up. It'll rip you to pieces. It'll tear you apart. Sure enough, amen, I see Jesus coming on the water. Peter decides it'd be better for me to get out of the ship, amen, and go to him. We don't know it, but it may have happened. John is always close to the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
John the apostle. Now, he didn't write about Peter over in his camp.
Yeah.
Maybe he's embarrassed about it. Peter got out of the boat.
He did it again.
Matthew, amen, he tells us about it. Mark, don't say that. But listen, maybe John was standing there. Peter says, if it's you, Lord, bid me come to you. Jesus said, come. And so sure enough, he jumps off the side, amen, and starts out there that maybe Bartholomew turned around to John and said, John, you going? You're always right there on his chest, amen. Always got your head leaning right there. How are you going? And John might have said, he didn't tell me to go. He told me to get in the ship and go down the side.
Hey, come on. Yeah.
Maybe James said, hey, maybe I should go. Amen. I'm one of the three.
Amen. Peter. Hey.
I go. Amen. I go with Peter. Amen. Amen. But maybe he said, no, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's not what Jesus said.
Amen.
He didn't say, get in the ship. Get in the midst of the sea and the storm. Get out. Take 3 steps. Fall. Go down to the bottom. Scream. Holler. I'll pull you back up. Put you back in the ship.
Come on.
He didn't tell him to do nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He said, get in the ship. Go the other side.
Amen.
So then, I see the crowd. Verse number 30, look at the scriptures with me. The Bible says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, this talking about Peter, amen, he was afraid. Beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Amen. He's in trouble.
Amen.
Thank God, though, brother, thank God that Peter saw his condition and realized he was out of God's will.
Amen.
I don't believe for 1 second that it was God's will. You say, but Brother Frazier, Jesus said, come. I need to go through all that again, or did y'all watch me again? Amen. This is not what I told you, Peter. This is not my will for you to get out here. Amen. Because I already know you can't make it to me.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'm going to have to save you and embarrass you in front of everybody.
Amen.
Say, yeah, but Brother Frazier, he talks about his faith. Amen. Sure, it's a rebuke.
Yeah.
Amen.
As soon as Jesus reaches down and grabs him, amen, they're in the ship, and Jesus is saying to him, your faith is little.
Right.
Now,
amen.
Brother Darrell, I'm probably going to throw a twist in it right here. Somebody said, well, if Peter's faith would have been strong, he could have walked more on the water. Was that what Jesus was rebuking him for? Not walking on the water or getting out of the ship?
Come on.
You say, well, preacher, which one do you think? I think he's rebuking him because his faith wasn't strong enough to stay in the ship.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Peter thought he was going down.
Come on.
Peter said, this thing's going down and I'm getting off.
Come on.
Come on.
Good preaching.
Where's your faith at? I told you to get in the ship and go the other side.
Amen.
He said, boy, didn't Peter have some faith? He walked on the water. Yeah, he sure did. But when Jesus was rebuking him, he said, preacher, what makes you think that he's talking about the ship? What did he do with it? Did he pick him back up and say, come on, now I'm going to hold your hand now. We're going to take a walk here.
Come on.
I'm going to help you out with your faith. All right, Peter, keep your eyes on me. Don't look at the wind. Don't look at the boisterous. Man, I've got a place up there that makes boisterous chicken. And now I'm concerned about that. So he says, all right, now, put one foot from the other one. Now, keep your eyes on me. Look, keep your eyes on me. All right, now, put one. There you go. You're doing good. That's what I do with my little baby grandson.
Right.
Hey, man, I tell our buddy, hold on, I'll put ball hand. Football. Football hand. Now, slow down. He said, what's that have to do with Peter? Don't have that to do with it, but y'all was legal.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not too bad.
You're watching money now. I'm Paul. But you know what? Jesus didn't say, let me help you out with your faith.
Come on.
And let's take 10 steps this time. No. Immediately, they're back in the boat, and Jesus is saying, you have little faith.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
John didn't get out of the boat.
Right.
James didn't crawl out of the ship.
Come on.
They stayed in God's will. God said, get out of the ship, go to the other side. They said, Peter, you had to get out. And I already knew you wasn't going to make it to.
Right.
Amen.
So when he went farther than anybody else did, farther out of God's will.
Yep. Amen.
So, Brother Troy, how long have you been going to this church?
Since 2014. 67 years.
67 years. Work with him on his math. Six or seven, amen. 6 or 7 years. Amen. How many people have you seen that decided they could get out of the ship?
Too many.
And that they told the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Been praying about it, Pastor, and it's God's perfect will.
Bless him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God told me.
Yeah,
you ever heard that one? And I'm going to go ahead and take out my faith now. Well, where are you going? I don't know. I'm just going to take a walk on the water like Peter did.
Yep.
And I've got faith. Don't worry about me, preacher. I'm going to be just fine. They didn't walk very far.
That's good. Amen.
And then they went down. And I'm going to tell you something. Peter's blessed that Jesus happened to be there right there on the spot. Amen. And reached down and picked him up.
Right.
Because there's a lot of them, sister, and you know it already. There's a lot of them don't get to come right back up right there on the spot.
Right.
A lot of them flounder around. Some of them drowned and are completely gone.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Some of them flop around in there and their lives are ruined.
Amen.
Say, amen. You know that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good preaching.
That's
good.
Yes,
the woman in the back, she's saying, is this really going to be 3 hours? So why is he crying? Why is he crying? If he's closer to God than everybody else. Why is he crying if his faith was better than John's and James's and Bartholomew's and Thomas's? Hey, my brother better than Thomas. I don't know. Amen. But Peter didn't say if, did you? Didn't he?
Yeah.
Sometimes them little words like if, they make a big difference.
Yeah. Amen.
So then I see the crying, verse number 30. Then I see the correction by the Lord Jesus. What does he do? Jesus gets him. He stretches forth his hand, verse number 31, and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?
Amen.
And again, you say, well, preacher, I still believe that he's doubting, amen, about whether he could walk on the water. And you can stay with that if you want to. But I believe that Jesus took him right back in the ship. Amen. And I believe that the focus of that statement is on you doubting that the ship was going to make it to the other side and you wanted to get out of it.
Amen.
Now listen to me. If I'm wrong when I get there, amen, and we're standing there in front of tens of thousands of saints of God, and you say, Jesus, was Brother Frazier wrong on this one? And God says, sure enough, he is wrong. Peter was right for getting out of the ship and disobeying. Amen. Did I put that part in there? and if he does, amen, then I'll just right in front of everybody say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I missed it. But Brother Troy, I don't think I missed it.
Nope. Got it. Spot on.
God wants you to be spot saved on. And he wants you to get into the church, amen. And he wants you to stay in the church.
Yes.
Amen. Until you get to the other side. There's protection in the church.
That's right.
There's protection in the church. There's authority in the church.
Amen.
I need authority. I need somebody, amen.
Amen.
To help me.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen. Brother Sammy Allen was my dear precious friend. He was an authority in my life. Amen. He's gone to be the Lord. Brother Stanley Blue was an authority in my life. He called me nearly every day. Amen. Maybe I needed him. He was an authority in my life.
Amen.
Amen. I've got to be careful now.
Come on.
Some of my authority is not there to watch me anymore.
Come on.
You say, well, Brother Frazier, you're so old now, you can't mess up. Are you kidding? I know a man 73 years old and have one leg and he messed up.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
He was the pastor of the church. I hope nobody knows who I'm talking about. Can you edit that or is that live streaming? So then I'm closing out with this. Amen. I see the correction of the Lord Jesus. He takes the helm into the ship. Amen. There's some correction that takes place. Then I see the ceasing of the wind when he gets back in God's will. when he gets back into the church,
right,
amen,
right.
All of a sudden the that's wind stops and the waves quit crashing and everything stopped again.
Right?
And they all did what they were supposed to be doing to start with, which was they were supposed to be worshiping God.
Amen.
You know what to do, Brother Eric, when the storm hits the church? Worship God.
Amen.
Remember old Jehoshaphat? Don't that make you feel better about your name? Troy Jehoshaphat. I take Troy every time.
Amen.
Troy. Jehoshaphat. Remember over there with Jehoshaphat? He was the king of Judah. Amen. And the big army's coming to fight with him. Amen. He don't know what to do.
Yeah.
What do you do when you don't know what to do? Everybody's preached on that.
Yeah.
Amen. What do you do when you don't know what to do? And Jehoshaphat, amen, is surrounded by this massive multitude. And God, we don't know what to do. And what does God instruct him to do?
Singers.
Amen. Get you some singers and let's sing
the
song.
Hallelujah. Amen.
They started singing, man. Maybe they had somebody sing like you. Amen. Maybe they had somebody, hey, let's get Sister So-and-so. And she said, well, all night, 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 all night. And man, all of a sudden, amen, God had the whole army turn around and kill everybody.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Paul and Silas down there in prison, you know what happened? They've been whipped. Hey, they didn't leave. Hey, man, I mean, tell you what. Hey, the skin got off their back, blood dripping down in their shoes. Hey, man, and they're standing there quivering and shaking. Hey, man, in stocks and bars in a prison, dark dungeon cell, rats in the corner.
Amen.
Come on.
Yes, sir. That's good. Amen.
And I can see your socks. Blood, I mean, man, how many bad? Well, Paul,
bless.
What do we do now? Paul said, turn to page number 57.
Oh, yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Yes.
A whole lot of shaking going on now.
Amen.
Amen. Stay in the ship.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I want to remind you this. Peter did walk on the water, but he didn't make it to Jesus. And Peter learned that the wind was worse on the outside of the ship.
Right.
Than it was when he was in the ship.
Right.
Amen. It may look like something's going down. And don't think, Brother Frazier, I mean, Brother Puckett, that Brother Frazier's trying to say something about your church. Amen. Maybe this ain't the greatest number you've ever had.
Yeah.
How about let me let you know something? I'm preaching this thing all over the place. I just preached it to my church again. Why? Amen. Because I want to warn them before they jump out of this ship.
Amen.
Not after they've already sunk. Not after I can't help them no more. Not after, hey, they don't want anything to do with God anymore. Amen. I've got to tell them before they jump out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
So you know what I say, Brother Tommy, when somebody comes to me and says, been praying about it, I believe it's God's will for us to go on, we're going to find somebody. You know what I tell them? It ain't God's will.
Amen.
How do you know God's will? I just read the story. Let's start over. Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 14.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So did I. Probably, Brother Pastor, they're probably not going to flood the altars and say, it's me, I was just fixing to jump out. But maybe next week when that old devil whispers to him, says, why don't you just jump out?
Come on.
Why don't you get closer to God and everybody else?
Amen.
Why don't you walk on water? Amen.
Come on.
Maybe you'll say, wait a minute. There was a little short, bald-headed guy screaming and hollering on the stage for 15, 20 minutes. Amen.
Come on.
Amen. He says, has it been already 15 minutes? Stay in the ship.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Get in the ship. Amen. And stay in.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. I've been coming by here for quite a while. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all, folk, I've seen y'all for years. Amen. I remember you a long time ago. Amen. Right. You just hung in here. You're like a hare in a biscuit. Ain't you?
Amen.
Amen. You're hard to get out of
there. Amen.
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 Stay in the ship, sir.
Amen.
So yeah, but I'll tell you what, this coronavirus, it has been bad. This COVID thing has been terrible. Amen. I mean, hey, it's been a storm. Amen. But you're still in the ship.
Amen.
Stay in the ship. Stay in the ship. Stay in the ship.
Amen.
So said, well, I'm old enough now, Brother Frazier. I think I'll be all right.
Amen.
That's when you're really in. Hey, right. You're really in danger.
Amen.
Right. You know what the Apostle Paul said? Yes. When I'm weak,
right.
That's when I'm strong.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Opposite of that is when your flesh is strong. That's when you're really weak.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Stay in the ship. Church, stay in the ship.
Amen.
Sir, you may not never know how important this message is. You may say, well, Brother Frazier, he's just going to listen to me. You may not never know. Amen. You may not never know. It may have been that you were fixing to get out of it. You said, preacher, you just don't know me.
Come on.
I know a preacher that's out of the ship right now. Yeah. Pastor of the church, and he's out of the ship. Ruined.
Come on.
And I never would have dreamed. If you'd have said, what about Brother So-and-so? You think he'll get out? I'd have said, no! He won't get out.
Amen. Right.
And he's out. It wasn't too long ago. I was at the Faith Baptist camp sitting by a brother. They called on him to preach. He got up and preached. Hey, man, preach the house now. He was messing around with a woman. Out of the ship!
Come on, preacher.
God, hey.
We didn't even know. It wasn't long after that. He went to crying out. He's sinking. Let's bow our heads together tonight. Preacher, can I do something for just a second? Amen. While they're getting ready to come, sing, play the piano, whatever the Lord's laid on their heart. Listen to me. Every head bowed and every eye closed, you better listen to this preacher. Stay in the ship. Amen. If ever there's a time for you to stay in the ship, it's now. Stay in the ship. Amen. If you need to come to the altar, amen, and talk to God. Amen. If you want to come and thank Him, thank God. Thank God, Lord, you've not let me get out of the ship. Amen. That'd be wonderful. Amen. If there's somebody that needs to come and say, God, undoubtedly, the man of God is warning me. I could have got out. You want a revival? It starts sometimes. Amen. It starts sometimes. Amen. Without with not losing any more ground than you've already lost.
Amen.
So start this revival off right. You know what they did when they got back in the ship? They worshiped Him. And you know what I think they said? Jesus, we want to thank You for getting us through this storm. We want to thank You so much for calling the sea for us. We want to thank You, God, that You got us to the other side. We want to thank You, Lord, because storms will come and go, but You are...